Tonight, breaking the supply chain gridlock and its growing economic toll. Shortages on store shelves across America. Cargo ships bottlenecked off the U.S. coast, unable to unload on the docks. President Biden vowing to tackle the massive disruption, saying the Port of Los Angeles will begin working around the clock 24/7. And once on land, the struggle to find truck drivers to deliver the products. Why Americans are paying more for many hard-to-find items, and how this could impact your holiday shopping. News on a new study tonight about mixing and matching COVID booster shots. Preliminary results finding it's likely effective, saying no matter which vaccine booster, everyone saw a substantial uptick in antibodies. What the research shows about following a Johnson & Johnson shot with either Pfizer or Moderna. An FDA panel expected to vote on more booster recommendations by the end of the week. And for the first time since the start of the pandemic, the Biden administration reopening America's borders to all fully vaccinated travelers next month. The monster wildfire in California threatening more homes and an oil refinery. The fast-moving fire burning across more than 15,000 acres. Thousands now forced to evacuate. Flames cutting off the 101 freeway. Matt Gutman on the fire line. Tracking dangerous storms in the west, heavy rain and snow, whiteout conditions in some areas, at least 9 reported tornadoes touching down in the plains. The new threats tonight, Rob Marciano timing it all out. Breaking news overseas, images coming in following a deadly bow and arrow attack. Several people killed, others wounded. The FDA issuing new guidelines on how much sodium we consume. The message to food manufacturers, restaurants, and school cafeterias. And actor William Shatner making history.
I hope I never recover from this.
At 90 years old, becoming the oldest person to fly into space aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard capsule.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It's great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. I'm Whit Johnson, in for David. And we begin with the crisis in America's supply chain. Empty shelves, long waits for online orders, and rising prices for gas and other vital supplies with a holiday crunch fast approaching. Tonight, President Biden vowing to act, bringing business, labor, and shipping companies together to end the bottleneck. We've been reporting on the traffic jam at the nation's ports, cargo ships waiting for days to unload, a shortage of workers on the docks. Once on land, more delays. Not enough truck drivers to move the goods. Shoppers finding bare shelves. Many items from toys to toasters in short supply. All of it contributing to rising prices, especially painful at the pump. And this just in tonight, what won't help anything, a large fire breaking out near shipping containers at the Port of Los Angeles. Tonight, that same port has agreed to operate around the clock. Union workers will put in longer hours, and shipping companies will speed up deliveries, working to untangle the snarled supply lines. ABC's chief White House correspondent, Cecilia Vega, leads us off.
Tonight in Long Beach, California, at what should be one of the busiest ports in the country, a fleet of container ships sitting idle, containers stacked high, waiting to be unloaded. The bottleneck leading to a crisis in America's supply chain. Now facing skyrocketing prices and bare store shelves, President Biden is vowing to act.
We're going to help speed up the delivery of goods all across America.
In the midst of the global pandemic, the cost of shipping containers needed to move goods from Asia to the U.S. soaring. Plus a shortage of workers, from longshoremen on the dock to truck drivers, all leading to scenes like this. Empty shelves at Tim Metcalf's grocery store in Wisconsin.
The supply chain issues we're having are really kind of from soup to nuts.
He says he's seeing price hikes across the board, and he's not alone. Americans are paying more for everything, from diapers to new cars, up more than 8%, and clothes, up more than 3%. And it could get even worse as the holidays approach.
With the holidays coming up, you might be wondering if gifts you plan to buy will arrive on time.
Americans are looking at shortages on things like toasters, sneakers, bikes, and toys.
There are certain things that are not coming, that will not be here. I know a lot of toy makers that we have talked to have looked into renting their own planes, putting things on trains, renting their own trucks. I mean, it's been dramatic.
Tonight, the White House praising news that the Port of Los Angeles will now run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Union workers will put in longer hours, and shipping companies like UPS, Walmart, and FedEx will increase overnight hours to get the goods on store shelves.
The commitments being made today are a sign of major progress in moving goods from manufacturers to a store or to your front door.
Cecilia Vega is joining us from the White House tonight. And Cecilia, as we see this rising inflation, you're learning tonight that seniors will soon get more money in their pockets through Social Security.
Yeah, Whit, exactly. A nearly 6% cost of living boost in those Social Security checks. This is an increase. We haven't seen an increase like this in nearly four decades. It's supposed to help offset some of those price hikes and those essentials that we've been talking about, like food and gas. So tonight, some good news for the average American retiree who is now looking at $92 more a month come January, Whit.
Many hoping that does make a difference. Cecilia, thank you. Now to the pandemic and a new study tonight on mixing and matching vaccines, coming on the eve of a key FDA advisory panel meeting on booster shots. The preliminary findings from an NIH study indicating that getting a booster different from your original vaccination is likely safe and effective. And what the research shows about following a Johnson & Johnson shot with either Pfizer or Moderna. And up next for that FDA advisory panel, Pfizer's vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The White House telling governors to get ready to vaccinate kids in that age group early next month. The Biden administration also announcing the reopening of border crossings with Canada and Mexico. The U.S. welcoming vaccinated travelers next month as well. One more sign that we may be turning the corner. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Tonight, preliminary results from a highly anticipated study finding that when it comes to boosters, mixing and matching vaccines is likely safe and effective. The study from the National Institutes of Health looking at Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson determining that no matter the booster, all study participants saw a substantial uptick in antibody levels after a booster shot. And for those who got the Johnson & Johnson shot, the study finding antibody levels were higher if they followed it up with Moderna or Pfizer versus J&J.
While this is really exciting, it's based on very small sample sizes. So it gives us a window into, you know, data that we'll see over the coming weeks.
But antibodies are only one part of immune protection, and the study did not measure precisely how well each booster protected a person. Mixing vaccine boosters is among the data to be presented over the next 2 days as an FDA advisory panel votes on whether to authorize Moderna and J&J's boosters for those 18 and over. Tonight, the Biden administration's booster rollout off to a good start.
By the end of today, we estimate that over 7 million Americans will have gotten their booster shot, including about 3 million just in the last week.
And in a return to normalcy, the U.S. reopening its land borders after nearly 19 months, allowing fully vaccinated tourists and other non-essential travelers to enter from Mexico and Canada starting in early November. This comes as the White House told governors in a private call to prepare to start vaccinating children ages 5 to 11 in early November.
One, two.
Officials say they have enough Pfizer pediatric doses for the 28 million eligible children, pending authorization from the CDC and FDA. The doses, about a third of what adults get, to be distributed in 100 dose packs to pediatricians, hospitals, and pharmacies.
We'll make it convenient and easy for parents and kids to get vaccinated. We have the supply and we will be ready.
In Suffolk, Virginia, just a day after her daughter's funeral, Nicole Sperry speaking at a school district meeting pushing for safety measures to stay in place. Her 10-year-old daughter, Teresa, died just 5 days after showing symptoms from COVID.
COVID is real, and our wish is that people take it more seriously.
The virus still having a devastating impact on families. Stephanie Ramos is back with us now here in New York. And Stephanie, the next 2 days will be critical with an independent FDA advisory panel meeting on those booster shots. Give us a reality check of what we can expect.
With the FDA panel is expected to meet this Thursday and Friday to talk about Moderna and J&J boosters. For now, FDA advisors are planning to weigh in on whether to authorize an additional dose from the same vaccine maker. That new study offering early reassurance that mixing and matching appears to be safe. Whit.
We'll stand by for news on that, Stephanie. Thank you. Now to the wildfire emergency in California. The state bracing for a new round of extreme winds, gusts as high as 50 miles per hour, fueling the Alisal fire in Santa Barbara County, scorching more than 23 square miles, shutting down part of the main coastal highway, the 101, for a second day. Families forced to evacuate as the fire races down the hills toward the sea. ABC's chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman, is in California.
Tonight, with those flames encircling homes, the urgent aerial fight to save them. The Alisal fire roaring down from the mountains, chewing through more than 15,000 acres and cutting off one of California's most important freeways, the 101 in Santa Barbara County. The fire driven by ferocious winds, as we discovered early Tuesday.
The wind here has been the story. These gusts have been up to 35, 40, even 50 miles an hour.
Those winds, already grounding firefighting aircraft for extended periods, now shifting.
The wind shifts is actually the most dangerous time and critical time of the fire because the fire will change directions on us.
Families evacuating through tunnels of smoke and flame on the 101 Monday.
Do you see it?
And fire whirls rising skyward.
Oh my God.
Burning structures and threatening the ranch Patrick Brown's family has owned for more than 80 years.
Put my lifetime in it. And, you know, just hope it makes it.
Whit, this is the peak of California fire season. Vegetation out here is remarkably dry just as those seasonal winds begin to pick up. And there are now red flag warnings for Northern California starting tomorrow and Friday and Saturday here in the Los Angeles area. Whit.
Matt, thank you. And those California winds, just part of the extreme weather striking nearly half the country over the past 24 hours. 9 reported tornadoes, including this one in Sharon Springs, Kansas, and up to 2 feet of snow in the Rockies. Hazardous driving already in Casper, Wyoming. And now Texas and Oklahoma bracing for the remnants of Hurricane Pamela, right now plowing through Mexico. So let's get right to ABC's senior meteorologist, Rob Marciano. And Rob, where's the dangerous weather hitting right now?
Well, all three systems that you mentioned, Whit, are merging into one giant slow-moving mess. The center of the low is still across the northern plains where we've got wind that's whipping there, snow, rain, severe weather. We've had at least one tornado touchdown there tonight. And the impending cold front, that's spawning severe weather yesterday that you mentioned, and again tonight through Texas all the way up through Missouri. And that's tapping into that deep tropical moisture from what's left over of Hurricane Pamela. Heavy downpours, widespread tonight and tomorrow. Moderate risk of flash flooding from the Rio Grande through Dallas into southeast Oklahoma. The next 36 hours here will be wet before it all moves east. Whit.
All right, Rob, thank you. We move now to that breaking news from overseas. A horrific scene in Oslo, Norway. A deadly bow and arrow attack. 5 people killed, 2 injured. ABC's James Longman joins us now from London. And James, you're getting new information about how this attack was carried out.
Yeah, that's right, Whit. Tonight, the suspect is now under arrest after this horrific attack. It took place south of the Norwegian capital, Oslo. Investigators say this man was armed with a bow and arrow, and he walked around firing at people, seemingly randomly. He killed 5 and wounded 2 others. Among those impacted, actually, was an off-duty police officer who happened to be inside a store at the time. Now, authorities say they managed to intercept the suspect just 20 minutes after learning of the rampage. They called it a confrontation with police officers. Investigators say they believe this man did act alone. The country's acting prime minister has called all this gruesome, but he's warned it was far too early to speculate on a motive. Officials are, though, tonight asking anyone who was impacted by all this to gather at a local hotel for support. Whit.
All right, James Longman with those new developments. Thank you. We do have news tonight from the Supreme Court today. Oral arguments about the death penalty sentence for Boston bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev at issue here. An appeals court decision unanimously rejecting Tsarnaev's jury-recommended execution sentence, saying the trial judge didn't vet jurors closely enough and barred evidence about the influence of Dzhokhar's older brother Tamerlan on his actions. At today's hearing, the conservative majority seemed inclined to reinstate the death penalty, even though the Biden administration has suspended all federal executions for now. In a new report from the TSA tonight, officers detecting a record number of firearms at airport security checkpoints so far this year. TSA officers stopping nearly 4,500 passengers from carrying firearms on their flights, surpassing the previous record of just over 4,400 detected in all of 2019. And we still have 3 months to go in the year. Now to that historic space flight. Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin company blasting off at the oldest person ever to travel into space. Science fiction coming true for 90-year-old actor William Shatner, the Star Trek hero Captain Kirk, returning to Earth overcome with emotion, saying he was struck by the Earth's vulnerability. ABC's Gio Benitez there for the launch, later speaking with the planet's newest space travelers.
Tonight, history made. Star Trek's Captain Kirk, William Shatner, boldly going to the final frontier and back.
William Shatner?
At 90 years old, becoming the oldest person ever to blast off into space. More than five decades after Star Trek began.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
Today, traveling aboard Amazon founder Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin spacecraft, along with two paying customers and Blue Origin's VP, Audrey Powers. The rocket traveling 66.5 miles over the West Texas desert. Shatner saying simply, wow. The crew experiencing 3 minutes of weightlessness before parachuting back down to Earth. The whole mission, just over 10 minutes. Afterwards, Bezos opening the latch.
Blue astronauts, open the door.
Shatner and the crew emerging.
To see the blue cover go whip by, and now you're staring into blackness. That's the thing. The covering of blue, this sheet, this blanket, this comforter of blue that we have around. We think, oh, that's blue sky. And then suddenly you shoot through it all of a sudden, as though you whip off a sheet off you when you're asleep, and you're looking into blackness, into black ugliness. And you look down, and there's the blue down there. And the black up there.
Shatner overcome.
I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary, extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it.
And right after, we were there with the crew.
What made you so emotional up there?
The absolute startling, unexpected difference between the darkness of space and the blue of Earth. Out there lies coldness, yes, the mystery of space, but right here lies sustenance, life, nurturing.
What do you think you're going to take back from this experience?
To see something of the difference of life and death.
The words from Captain Kirk right there. Gio Benitez joins us live near the launch site in Van Horn, Texas. So, Gio, what's next for Blue Origin here? How are they planning to top this?
Well, Whit, Blue Origin has one more flight scheduled this year, more in 2022. But I've got to tell you, you mentioned that emotion there. It wasn't just Shatner. All of the crew members say that they were crying today and that they can't think of a better ambassador for the future of humanity than Captain Kirk.
It was fun to watch. Gio Benitez for us. Thank you so much. When we come back here tonight, cut the salt. New FDA guidelines on how much sodium we consume, proposing changes for food manufacturers, restaurants, school cafeterias, and food trucks.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Next tonight, the FDA releasing sweeping new guidelines on reducing sodium in food. The agency suggesting reducing the average daily salt intake by 12% over the next 2.5 years. Researchers say about 70% of excess sodium comes from processed foods and restaurant meals. The FDA urging food manufacturers like restaurants, school cafeterias, and food trucks to cut back on their use of salt because of high rates of heart attack, stroke, and kidney failure. To the index, TV and film productions facing a major strike threat. The union representing 60,000 crew members warning they will walk off the job as early as Monday. The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees demanding better hours and improved working conditions. They're hoping to reach an agreement with studios and producers before Monday's strike deadline. Finally tonight, America strong. Let's just say it, the rescue flight that's clearly gone to the dogs. Pups on a plane with a new lease on life. Volunteer Cassandra Bergeron and 27 dogs piling aboard this small plane flying from Alabama to Florida. Part of a rescue mission to save them from overcrowded shelters. Before the flight, playing in the grass at the airport. Then on board, checking out the view. Others asleep. This video going viral, more than 13 million views. And tonight, we're happy to report every single one of them now adopted in forever homes. Most from Cregan Canine Rescue outside Orlando.
Once the puppies land with the Rescue Flights Orlando, we go ahead and make sure that they have everything they need before they're ready to go off to their foster homes. So anything from towels to treats to food to blankets and making sure they have all of their vaccines and shots ready to go.
Harry, adopted with his sister Hermione. And Leela, next to Harry in the yellow collar, now happy in her dad's lap. Tonight, that volunteer Cassandra telling us there are tons of loving animals who need homes. Please visit your local shelter where each dog has an incredible journey, sometimes a first-class seat. And the rescue telling us they do this every week and they plan to keep going. A howling success. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. For David and all of us here at World News Tonight, have a great night.